There's an interesting thing that I can't say any words of it to introduce the Rav. I'll just say an interesting conversation that took place last week. It reminded me of something around 45 years ago. Probably everybody here knows the Kahati Mishnayis, right? Mishnayis Mevoaros. And when I was a Bocher, I was in Yerushalayim. This goes back around 45 years ago. And I wanted to buy the Mishnayis. And I was told that if you go to his apartment, you can get a lot, a big discount. There's a big hanocha. And it wasn't so easy to get all the volumes together in the store. The kids, I went to the apartment, and his wife answered the door. And I said, honey, you got the Hatzit Luknot Kahati. So she said to me, you have Shalik Not Kahati. Zabali, you have Shalik Not Kahati. You know, everybody called it Kahati, right? So I said, I wanted to buy, you know, your husband, essentially. That's what he said. I said, so I got a little bit. I said, oh no, Mishnayis Mevoaros. I said, Tov Motek Tichakeh. So I remember that because the other day I was talking to a Bacher about a certain Inyan in Halacha, and I said that, you know, there's a tshuva in this Inyan in the Minchas Osher. So he asked me, when did the Minchas Osher live? So I said, Baruch Hashem, he's healthy and well, and he's actually going to be, I don't see him in there right now, but he's actually going to be in the neighborhood in a couple of days. But you know, it's an interesting thing. There are certain Gedolei Yisrael, and there are certain Svarim, that from the moment they come out, it seems that we've always had them. And it's a part of the treasure, the Oitzer of our people. And Minchas Osher, this form of Minchas Osher, many in the shul have been learning for years, and we're always excited about a new chelik that comes out. And now, Baruch Hashem, the Rav just told me that the original Minchas Osher on Chumash is being redone with many, many more Torah, 30% more Torahs that are coming out, more pieces are coming out. And the Rav is a Mayan Mezgaber, but it's not just that he's a Mayan Mezgaber. And I don't want to make the Rav uncomfortable. Hashem, we know each other for many, many years. And the chizik that he's given me, that he's really given directly and indirectly to us, is tremendous. You might recall that a few weeks ago, I think it was Parshas Vayera, I was talking to the Olam and Shul about the two ways of Hanhaga that Klal Yisrael has. There's the Bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu, and there's the way of Aaron and Karin. There's what Chazal referred to as the Sheshavina de Malka, and the Sheshavina de Matronisa. There's the way of Moshe Rabbeinu, Yikar Vadin Zahar, that clear halacha, bringing down the Torah from Shemayim. But we needed an Aaron HaKarim, more that Bechina of the mother, to bring us up to that place where we'd be able to receive that way of Moshe Rabbeinu. And through those two Hanhagis of the father and the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, Am Yisrael is able to exist. There are certain Rosh Hashivas, Rabbanim, there are certain great people that they're more in that way of Moshe Rabbeinu. They're exclusively Moshe Rabbeinu types. And then you have the tzaddikim that they're more in the way of Aaron. It's very rare that there's an integration, a beautiful mizug and a shiluv of those two worlds. And the Rav is a person that whose Torah reaches everywhere. It's not reserved for one chug, one part of Am Yisrael. Wherever there are Jews who want to learn Torah, v'arach l'rach be'eretz Yisrael, the world, the Rav is there. So it's an opportunity for us to express our appreciation and that the Rav should be able to continue b'sunah and svansik, and there should only be simchas and noch simchas, more and more simchas, noch simchas for the Rav and for the whole family. And we ask the Rav if he could share with us some Devei Torah.
Thank you. And as the Rav said, our relationship goes back many years, and I don't recall when we first met. You said there are individuals and Sforum as if they've always been around, and I feel as if we've always known each other, and we cooperated in a most important chinuch venture in Yerushalayim, in Yeshivas Derech HaMelech, and it's a privilege for me to be with you tonight. At a time, thank you for hosting this Malava Malka. And I could just, Ki Yehuda V'oid Lekro, also express my heartfelt wishes that this home should only know Kol Soson V'Kol Simcho, Kol Choson V'Kol Kalo, and you should host many Dvorim Shebekdusha and have so much nachas from your children.
Amen.
So it's a pleasure to be with you tonight. And I think no one more than Yehuda Rav brought the spirit of Hasidus into the modern Orthodox community and beyond. What is the spirit of Hasidus? So I have the privilege of teaching Torah to the entire spectrum of the Jewish world, from right to left and center, from the Hasidic world to the Litvish world, to the Dati Leumi world. I give shiurim on a steady basis in Yeshivot Hesder, and it is my firm belief and conviction that we're living in a day and age in which wherever there are Jews that want to learn Torah, there need to be people that want to teach Torah, and we need to embrace everyone and love every fellow Jew and do our utmost to teach and to inspire. And many times people ask me, could I give them in a nutshell, what is Hasidus? And if you'll ask the average Chassid, or maybe even the average Rebbe, to try to explain, what is Hasidus? I think very few could define with clarity. So what is the spirit of Hasidus? I don't need to teach you. If you have Rabbi Weinberger in your midst, he knows better than I, better than me. He's probably even more of a chassid than I am, even though I try to be. So when we speak about Torah Hasidus, is it something new? If it would be new, it would be suspicious. Eila hadvorim she'ein hanovi rashai lechadesh dor. Even the prophets could suggest nothing new. Moshe Rabbeinu kibbel Torah Masinai, and it is Chazal that interpreted Torah Moshe. So they added on many more takonas and gezeres, but nothing is new. Hasidus emphasizes fundamentals that we find in Chazal, in the Sifrei Musar. But Hasidus is about attitudes. In our tefillos, we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Jewish language, Ovinu Malkein. Not only in the Yom HaMeroim and in days of fast, in which we say the entire series of Avinu Malkeinu, but many other passages in our tefillos, in which we refer to Kodesh Baruch Hu as a father and to a king. And from our perspective, we also say in the Yom HaMeroim, Im Kebonim, Im Ka'avodim. And it is noteworthy, we always put Ovinu before Malkeinu. And we also say first Im Kebonim, and only then Im Ka'avodim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a king, and he is Melech HaMishpot, a king sheyoshev al kisei adin vecheref shlufo biyodoi. But before that, he is a father, a loving father. And especially when we come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask for his closeness and atonement and forgiveness, we say, Slach lono ovinu kichotonu, Slach lono machal lono malkeinu kiposhonu. Once again, putting Avinu before Malkeinu. Hashiveinu Avinu l'sarosacho, v'korveinu Malkeinu l'avoidosacho. So we always put Avinu before Malkeinu, and we say, Im kebonim, im ka'avoli. And the Baal Shem Tov and his great Talmidim stressed and emphasized the intimacy, the intimate relationship between each and every Jew and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kilo ach poitz b'moisa meskiyem b'shuvoi medrochov v'chai. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and he always does, regardless of where we are and what we do. And that is the cornerstone of Hasidus. And that explains the many minhagim and manifestations of Darkei HaChassidim. So Chassidim brought song and dancing into Yiddishkeit. And I danced more in the last 10 minutes than I did in the entire Shabbos I was here. And Hasidim were always besimcha. And their mesnagdim didn't understand simcha zumayoy. So why are you always dancing and singing and rejoicing? So what is the natural state of a Jew? There are different philosophies and different approaches. The Nesivos, one of the greatest gedolim in the past 300 years, who doesn't know the Nesivos of Mishpat? And in his Tzavoah, he writes very powerfully that a Jew should never be besimcha only when he performs a mitzvah or learns Torah. And never do we find in our sources simcha only related to Torah and mitzvah. How could one be besimcha if he knows how many avedas he committed? And the Nesivos says, it is only when you perform a mitzvah you learn Torah should one be besimcha. However, the Rambam in the very first Perek in Hilchos Deos, at the end of the first Perek, speaks about the Shvil Azov and the Derech HaMemutza, and the state of mind a Jew should be. And he says, one should not be moris chayk v'holeres, and not etzev v'aveles. Ela, he should always be sameach b'seiv v'ponim yofes. So the Rambam does say, one needs to be sameach. Is there a clear contradiction between the Rambam and the Nesivos? It would be a wonder if that would be our assumption. Because the Nesivos was one of the greatest gadolim, and I would guess that he remembered the Rambam. There's a Gemara in Brochas Daftes, a beautiful Gemara, a story. Omalei ule leravi loy ki ailes lahosam shul b'shalmid rav broina ochi. You're going to Eretz Yisrael. I have a brother in Eretz Yisrael. His name is Rav Broina. Please look him up and give him my best regards. So Ule tells Rabbi Loi, Ki ailes lahosam shol b'shalmi derav broinu ochi, Odam godoil hu, v'sameach b'mitzvos. He's a great man. Why is he a great man? Because he is sameach b'mitzvos. Obviously, that's what makes a person great. Odam godoil hu, v'sameach b'mitzvos. Pam achas, somach ko ule letfilo, v'loi posek chuke mepu mei kuli yoima. He once was Soymech Ge'ula Letfila, and he smiled all day. So this is an interesting Gemara. He smiled all day, not only when he davened. But what was that smile about? Soymech Ge'ula Letfila. So yes, our Simcha definitely should be associated and based on Simcha Shel Mitzvah. But Loke Divrei HaNesivos, it is not only when you perform the mitzvah or when you're sitting next to the Gemara. It needs to be all day. All day. Because you perform the mitzvah in the morning and you intend to do so by night. And Chavivin Yisrael Shezibavon HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mitzvahs. We should always be b'simcha. And when we are b'simcha, it radiates and it should be obvious. So I was a younger man many years ago. I would say 45 years ago. And I lived in Kiritzans. And once a good friend came across me and he told me, I looked at you, nobody was standing next to you, and you laughed to yourself. You looked like a fool. Take care, he told me. And since then, I tried to take care. Don't know whether I'm always successful. So I don't really know what made me happy that morning. I can't remember. But Rav Broina, I posek chukam apu mekele yoyme, because he was soymech geula letfila. Well, let's try to imagine. Let's try to imagine. We're walking on the street, and a person you know comes the other way, and he has a huge smile. And you ask him, are you the one that won the lottery yesterday? It was in the news, $100 million? He says, no, I never buy lottery tickets. It's not my thing. No, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't hear the news. Did you find a job? I know you were fired 3 months ago and you're desperately looking for a job. Did you find a job? He says, no, I'm still davening, still hoping. So why are you so happy? You don't see your face. You seem to be so happy. And he says, oh, I said tilim this morning and it went just well. And I think most of us will stand there and think, do I know a psychologist? He needs help. Who lo beseder? Who beseder? Ata lo beseder. Maybe you're the one that needs help. Why would you think that simcha must come from chayesha and not from chayeyolo? Why do you think the only reason to be happy is your job or your lottery or your money? He said tilim in the morning and it went just well. Isn't that more important than anything material? That is chayeyolo. So the source of our simcha should be our spiritual word, our Torah, our mitzvahs, just like Rav Broina. Pam achas, somach go'ule l'tfila, v'lai posek chukam en pumei kule yoyim. So Hasidim were always b'simcha. And Hasidim were always in a total disregard, oblivious of their surroundings. So Hasidim were always dressed up, different than all the others. So I don't want to get into a halachic discussion of but most other groups in Yiddishkeit did somewhat compromise and accommodate, and they dressed, they always had something in their garments that was different, that set them aside, but nothing like this or like this. Hasidim were totally oblivious of their surroundings because they lived in their own world, in their own bubble, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with our Father. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a father, and we are his children. So Hasidus is all about an attitude. We said Avinu Malkeinu far before the Baal Shem Tov, and we'll say that for eternity. But it is the emphasis on Kirvus Elokim. And not only the Amunah and the belief, but the feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, and his love is with us, and he is forgiving. And even in the concept of tshuva, nobody could question that Rambam, Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Bachya, and all the Rishonim that define the three essentials and fundamentals in tshuva. Charot al ha'avar and Kabul al ha'osid. But Hasidim stressed Kabul al ha'osid more than Charot al ha'avar. And the Chiddush Arim flew through the Al-Chaitz on supersonic speed. He said them all. But he taught his Hasidim, don't dwell on the shortcomings of your past. Focus on the future. Focus on the now. Focus on what you take upon yourself to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And your avodah should be b'simcha. And just a few minutes ago, we sang, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. So if I need to summarize Hasidus and look for one pasuk, you know, the Mesilas Yeshonim writes, what's Tachlis Abriya, Tachlis Odom Nesanag El Hashem, and I would quote the Pasuk in Tehillim, Va'ani Kirvas Elohim Li Toiv. Living with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, in his immediate presence, not being Mesach of this, Mesiach Lazar HaKodesh Baruch Hu, and feeling, not only believing, but feeling that HaKodesh Baruch Hu is our Father, and we are his children, and he always loves us, and he is always forgiving. We just need to come back and need to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rachmona libe boye and avoida me'ahava. So today was Shabbos Mevorchim. And as every Shabbos Mevorchim, we have a short tefillah that Ashkenazim say, and we ask for Chaim. Chaim b'chaim she'im ben b'yishoch li'imuchayim she'esh b'moyshe v'chavayt. And in that short tefillah, there is one thing that we ask for twice. And that's a pillar. Chaim sheyesh bem yiras shamayim v'yiras chayit. And once again, Chaim sheyesh bem avas Torah v'yiras shamayim. So why is there only one thing that we ask for twice, and that is yiras shamayim? I heard many vertlach to answer this question. But usually, when I deal with kashas, I always look for a reason. Why kushimi koraleis? So I teach my Talmidim, in Torah there are no kashas. There cannot be kashas, because every kasha is an anomaly. And Torah is emes. Every kasha is a raya. But as long as you don't have the proper answer, you don't know where it leads to. But all the kashas are essentially rayas. So I think it just, we don't know where to put the emphasis on the comma. It is not Chaim Shiesh Bem Ahavas Torah V'Yiras Shamayim, but rather Chaim Shiesh Bem Ahavas Torah V'Yiras Shamayim. So why didn't anyone think of it up to me? Because the concept would seem so strange to most of us. How could one love Yiras Shamayim? We are afraid of Yira. We are deterred of Yira. But Rabbeinu Yoinah Bruchas Daf Lamed Aleph, in the beginning of Perek Ein Oimdin, Ein Oimdin Le'espar Alelem Toch Simcha Shal Mitzvah, and the Gemara brings the posuk Gilu Bira Odo. And Rabbeinu Yoinah explains, Simcha and Yira are contradictory. Yira, the Cheches Ragle HaSimcha, it's hard to be happy when you are afraid. You cannot be happy when you're terrified. But Yiras Elokim is an exception. And Yiras Shamayim should enhance and intensify our simcha. How happy we should be, how lucky we are that we are in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in Tona de Beliyor, there's an amazing passage. Somachti yoresi mitoich simchosi v'samachti biyirosi. So we are happy that we are Yirei Hashem. And we ask for Chayim Shiesh Bem Yiras Shamayim v'Yiras Chet. And then we ask for Chayim Shiesh Bem Ahavas Torah v'Yiras Shamayim. As we love Torah, we need to love Yiras Shamayim, and we need to bask in the warmth of Yiras Elokim. And that is what Chassidus is all about. It's about Kirvus Elokim. It's about Simcha. Simcha So'ava and Simcha Sayira. Very last Medrash in Chumash Shemois. So you don't need to memorize a source. The very last passage in Parshas Pekudei, there's an amazing Medrash. And the Medrash speaks about Yerushalayim Bizman HaRegel. Kitoin echod hoyu sham mechutz la'ir v'kitoin shel cheshbonos hoyu koyrim lo. There was a little hut, a tent, outside the choinus of Yerushalayim. And they call that hut or that tent kitoin shel cheshbonos. Kol mi shetzorech lechashev hoyu yoytze misham, lisham v'mechashev. Shem yechashev v'yeytze loy. V'Yerushalayim esoyz kol ha'oretz ksiv bo. What is a kasmamat called in America? An ATM? Yeah? Mm-hmm. An ATM?
Yeah.
So I don't know whether there were ATMs in Yerushalayim, but if there were, you take out your balance sheet, you cannot read it in Yerushalayim. That is why they went out to Kitoin Shel Cheshbonos. Because probably you're going to be in the red. Probably. And you imagine that's the situation, but it'll, when you see it, it hurts. Yerushalayim esoyz kol ha'oretz ksiv bo. You needed to leave the city. But when Jews were oyle l'regel b'Yerushalayim, and they brought along their Maaseh Sheni, the posuk in Parshas Re'eh says, Leman tilmad liyiro. Yerushalayim was all about yiro. Leman tilmad liyiro. So we would imagine, what was the atmosphere in Yerushalayim b'zman ha'regel? Did you ever visit the Beis HaMusar in Yerushalayim? Yeah. A Beis HaMusar where people come together and they learn Musar in the style of Rabbi Saul Salanter, out loud. It's a bit depressing. And we would imagine that was the atmosphere in Yerushalayim Bizman HaRegel, when thousands upon thousands converge with one goal. Leman tilmad liyiro. And the Medrash says, Mesois Kolorotz Ksivbo. You can't look over your balance sheets in the city. Mesois Kolorotz Yerushalayim was the happiest city in the world. Yes, that is Ahava Sayiro, Simcha Sayiro, Somachti Biyerosi. And that is the essence of Chassidus. And we are approaching Pesach. And Pesach is all about intimacy with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. בכל דוי ודוי החייב עוד המלירס עצמם, כאילו, הוא יוצא ממצרים. We're not telling an ancient story. The story is not the story only of our distant forefathers. It is our story. It is our story of redemption, of Geula. And the thanks we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu is personal thanks for me and for my family, for me and for my children. It is about here and now. It is not only about remembrance of distant events. It is about the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is what Chassidus is all about. And that is the Simcha of Dveikus and the Simcha of Yira and the Simcha of Tshuva. Ividu es Hashem, the Simcha. And the Charedim, in the introduction to his magnificent Sefer, quotes what he heard from Dari HaKadosh, that all the Hasagas and all the Madregas that Dari HaKadosh achieved were only in the merit of Simcha Shamitz. So we're sitting at Malava Malka, and I'm so happy to be with you, and I'm happy to see my dear friend, Reb Moshe. So Malava Malka Sudas David Malka Mashiach. Because the 7 days of the week are keneged, coincide with the Gemara we find three times in Shas. Shital fin shnin havi alma, with the Zohar Daf Tes, Lashon Lamed Beis, and Heden Sadik Zayin. And the Elef HaShvi would be the Elef of Geula. So the 6 days of the week coincide with Shit Alf and Shnin, and Shabbos is the Elef HaShishi, and that is why Mitzoy Shabbos is Sudas David Malko Meshicho. Rashi brings in Parsha Sekev, Bechamisha Mekoimis, Ksiv Eliyo Choso. Five times in Tanakh, Eliyo is written without the Vav. Five times in Tanakh we find Yaakov Mole with a vav. Yaakov Avinu was the latest and the greatest of the three avos, defined as Bechir Sheba Avos. And he prepared the way for our tortuous and long journey in Galus when Yaakov comes down to Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov paved the way. And the Teferet Shloimeh and many other Hasidish Svarim say, Avraham Tikkun Shachris, Yitzchok Mincha, Yaakov Arvis. In the Novi, the night always indicates Galus, the darkness of night. And the rise of the sun is a mushel to the Geula, to Oiroi Shel Moshiach. Yaakov paved the way. And Yaakov took a mashkin from Eliyahu, and that is the Vav that Eliyahu lacks in five Makoimis and Yaakov has. That was the Mashkin Yaakov Tovatur and Eliyahu Shliyov Eviyavasa, and Eliyahu promised, I will be the Shliach, and when the time comes, I will be the one that will bring the Sodas HaGaula. And the Maral says, why is that above? Because we have five fingers on our hand, and of all the letters of the Aleph base, the Vav is similar to a finger. Yaakov demanded a Tkiyas Kaf from Eliyahu. The promise wasn't enough. So Yaakov and Eliyahu are the two heroes of the Geula Hasidus Shetovei B'Meheru B'Yameinu. And my feeling is, Libi Yoimali, of the many Zmiris we have Mitzoy Shabbos B'Malava Malki, there are only two personalities that have a Zemer, a special Zemer for themselves. We sing Eliyahu Hanavi, and we sing Al Tiru Avdi Yaakov. So we turn to Yaakov Avinu and we say, don't be afraid, our father Yaakov. Eliyahu. Eliyahu will keep his promise and he will fulfill his duty. And that is why we have one Zemer for Yaakov and another one for Eliyahu Anovi. So we hear us and we should be Zoyche Bekorah B'Yameinu, that Eliyahu should finally fulfill his promise and get back those five fingers from Yaakov Avinu. Those five vavim. And as the Pusik says, Hine unoichi sholeach lachem es Eliyah hanavi, without the vav, lefnei boi yoyim Hashem agodel v'anoiro v'heshev leiv avoysel bonim v'lev bonim el avoysam. So it's a pleasure to be with you here tonight. And I wish you all so much simcha and nachas and akosha and freilich and yamtev. And my bracha to the Rav is a Kodesh Baruch Hu continue giving credit for giving tzumos nefesh. The car of Lady Sora Lavinu Shemeshemaim, Lahad Victoria Velahadiro, Ulekadishem Shemaim. And we shall all be Zoyche Bekoroiv, Tobias Mashiach Tzidkenu, and Binyam Beis Amigdash, Visham Neuchal, Menazvochim, Vimenapsochim, Ashi Yigi Adoma, Malkir, Mizbechachu, Bemeheru, Vyomenu, Amen.